of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you in a mighty way. In the hour that we are in, you are certainly are going to need the Spirit through awe of Yahweh. We find so many strange spirits manifesting themselves in the earth today. We cannot be taken by the surmising of these vile, insidious powers of darkness. Now, they are being manifested for a reason. In a time, in a nation of people, that one cannot discern what is a female, that which is a male, one that receives the seed, and one that brings forth life from the production of the fertilization of the seed. When we have leaders in a nation as such, that these vile, unclean, beastly men and women call themselves homosexuals, what a vile, evil thing that has overtaken a nation. When these corrupt politicians do not realize that a man is espoused to a woman, because Yahweh made man, and from the rib of the man he made a woman. When these vile, evil men, and you vote for them, don't you? No, it is the will of Almighty Yahweh. We have a corrupt people. He is going to give you leaders that are as corrupt as you are. And these vile men that call themselves congressmen, leaders, and governors, mayors, they do not understand the difference between a man and a woman, and a man can never have a civil union with another man, nor can a woman be espoused to another woman. Do you not realize the depravity of that mind, the corruption of that spirit, when this vile desire of a man's heart, that he desires something that even the beasts of the field do not perform, yet they say they are intelligent, they're bright, and they want to raise their families. They're liars. They're perverts. They do not know the power of Yahweh. And there is a reason why these things are transpiring in the land today. Just today, the mayor of San Francisco, he defied all laws and state constitutions. What is the Constitution? It's a vile document. It is not predicated upon the laws of Yahweh. That is why they can amend them. They can change them because of times and circumstances. They're not created by men that have the pure intent of Yahweh, and whose hearts have been cleansed from the wickedness of darkness, that they may see the light of the truth. But this thing that calls himself a man, he rushed through parliamentary two faggot, doggish, lesbian women. Listen to this. One was 73 years old, and one was 69. You tell me these children of hell have the love of Yahweh? You tell me Yahweh is going to be got them all in a vile nation as such as this corrupt, evil, united, devilish states of America. When our leaders are so corrupt, when they are such a putrefied thing of a man, and these Jezebel women, they are Isabels, they do not have the Spirit of Yahweh, when they would declare to a people that it is perfectly lawful for a man to marry a man, and a pervert of a woman to call herself a husband to the other, they cannot proliferate, they cannot produce children. It is a sick, demented mind, and the spirit of this nation is one that is demented. Isn't that an amazing situation? That the newspapers have been filled with the incident of this little Jezebel that they call Janet Jackson. They knew she was a Jezebel because they know exactly what you desire. And because she showed her breasts, yet the women are on these vile things called televisions. They are corrupt. They are naked. Let me say to you all of my friends, that is the most vilest thing upon the face of the earth. For you to sit down in front of this devilish, demonic power that it bewitch your mind and alter your senses. I am talking about your television. It is the power of hell. It is orchestrated by darkness, and there is nothing on it worth watching. And there are men that call themselves leaders, pastors, prophets, evangelists, even apostles. And they will sit for untold hours in front of this wicked thing. Yahweh, as David spoke from the purity of his heart, he said, Yahweh, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. And for any man to watch that thing, to see the lesbians parade themselves, and the homosexual faggot dogs, they call themselves homosexuals, they're faggots, they're dogs, they don't even have the breath of Yahweh in them. Now, it is not because they have, of their own power, done these things. No. The psychologists and the psychiatrists and their studies are right. Yet they're missing the most important element, and that is the element of truth. Who has caused them to be given over unto these dark powers of depravity, whereby their minds cannot even function as a human being, whereby they are so full of lust, they're so filled with filthiness, they cannot even discern what is right or wrong. That's come because you men that declare that you are the sons of Yahweh and that you love Yahweh, you have shunned your responsibility. You have established your gods, your Methodists, your Presbyterian, your Holiness, your Pentecostal gods, and they are your gods. It is not Yahweh. That seems to catch me every time. When men will use the phrase God, they are so ignorant, you can't teach this wicked generation. You, my friends, that are listening to this broadcast, some out of speculations, some out of judging, you go to your dictionary, you look up the word God and tell me what it means. You tell me that is Yahweh. He has a name. And it's certainly not Lord or God. These pagan titles, he is Father your way. And his son did not come in the name, that perverted name of Jesus. He came in the name of Yahshua. He is the Lamb, the hope. He is the power, the anointed one of Yahweh. Now I want to tell you why we have this curse in the land today. When a man cannot discern his origin or what he is a demented man. His mind is demented. They parade these faggot dogs. They kiss. They grope on each other. I'm told, as I was reading, they even have a television program called L, meaning lesbian. And as I scan the newspapers today, I saw this perverted thing, two women embracing each other, all full of their lustful, filthy desires. Yet they put this on what you call the television. You think that that is right? That is the most powerful, deceptive tool of hell there is. Because it captivates the senses, the mind, the spirit, and even from one that is 3 years old up. Even babies know how to operate that. Every mind knows how to operate that. You can go to the poorest countries. You will find antennas with televisions. Even the poorest of people, they will spend every dime they have to purchase one. Almost 10 years ago, my wife and I were in Kenya, East Africa. And it was one of the most noticeable things in that nation. You found these poor people living in shacks. Yet you will find an antenna outside and a television to draw them under that delusion, that dark satanic power of hell. Satan wants you to perceive him, and he manifests himself constantly on that thing you call the television. That is why these perverts, these vile things, they're not even human beings. Yahweh said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau, I hate him. You can rationalize that any way you want to. He is a Yahweh, a father that loves and he hates as well. Now, Scripture tells us why this curse is upon the land. And the reason why those that Yahweh has called to the priestly office, and that is to administer his government, and that the laws are kept in the hearts of men, and that they obey the commandments of Yahweh, which is truth. And as Yahweh profoundly spoke, and as Melchizedek, the prophet of Yahweh, he spoke unto the house of Israel. And he said, and now, O ye priests, Yahweh, this command is for you. You that are leaders, you that know, you that Yahweh has established, and all powers that be, they are ordained of Almighty Yahweh. I don't care what the power is. The heart of the king is in the hand of Yahweh. And as the river turneth whithersoever, Yahweh turns the heart of the king. And that is what he is doing. He is turning the hearts of the kings, of the nations of the earth. And every kind of vile thing is appropriate now. You can be a faggot, pervert, and say, oh, yes, I love, quote, Jesus. You can be a bulldogger, perverted mind, and you can tell the world you're a bulldog for Jesus. You are a perverted thing. You of your father, your spirit is cursed, your mind, and everything you lay your hand on is cursed. I will not let a faggot dog touch me. You don't have love, Pastor Roberts. You tell me, Yahweh says, if a man lay with a beast like womankind, he must be killed. You destroy him and the beast. You tell me that is not a beastly, satanic nature for a man to lay with another man? You tell me this, what this Episcopal did here recently with this pervert by the name of Bishop Gene Robinson, who had his lover, and yet this perverted mind of the people, they voted him to be their bishop. You tell me that's of your way? Your spirit is depraved. And anyone that even sits in association with that corrupt identity as the Episcopal, he is a corrupt, perverted thing. You have those of what they call the African. What a statement! Methodist, Episcopal, ordaining homosexual perverts to what they call bishops, ordaining women to be bishops. And this is the outstanding organization amongst the African Americans, and of course the Episcopals, the Caucasians, and all of their glory and their pride. Yet they ordain these corrupt perverts and say that this is the will of Yahweh. It is the will of their God, and their God is Shaitan. They serve the God of this earth. Saul said, if this evangel or this truth be hid from you, it is because the God of this earth has blinded your eyes, your spirit, and your mind, that you would see the power of this glorious manifestation of Yahweh, that your heart may be changed, you may be transformed into the image of his dear Son. And so this is not of Yahweh, but it has had its entrance because this weak, effeminate thing that you call, quote, the church, unquote, it is not the assembly of Yahweh. It is not the tabernacle or the house of Yahweh. It is just what you say it is. Messiah, as he spoke unto Kephar, he said, I will build the house of Yahweh. And the gates of hell, Shaitan, shall not overtake or prevail against it. You tell me that this pagan, idolatrous identity that you call, quote, the church, that hell is not entrenched in it. There are thousands of Elohs or gods. Everyone talks about their God, the apostolics, and they despise the Episcopalians. The Episcopalians, and they are disenchanted with the Lutherans. And the Lutherans, well, their counterparts, Catholicism, of course, the mighty Church of England, that wanted to establish her own rites and rituals apart from her mother, this Isabel, this adulterous whore that seduced kings and leaders. Why? Because man has rejected Almighty Yahweh. I say to you, my friends, his name is not Lord. It is not God. I say it emphatically. He is not Lord. He is not God. He is Yahweh. Yet we speak these pagan titles, these names, and there are all kinds of gods. So you tell me the one you serve, that you call Lord God, he has no name. Or you serve the same one like Sheol said to those on Mars Hill, unto the unknown Elohim. You don't even know him. You don't know his truth, because his truth is revealed in the power of his commandments. And Messiah did what the Father commanded him. Messiah did all things that he had heard of the Father. He did not come to do his own will, for he had no will. He said to the apostles, I have meat to eat, you know not of. He said, and that meat is to do the will of him that sent me unto finish the labor and the work that he has ordained in this body, that I may suffer and die for that name's sake. And the name is Yahweh. It is not Lord. This pagan generation, it has perverted everything that Yahweh has spoken. Why? Because this generation is one that is corrupt. It desires those kinds of things. You are sick in your mind, man. Woman, you are a perverted, sick creature. If you do not know you are a woman, man, you do not realize you are man. You cannot conceive, man. You cannot send forth seed, woman. You're foolish. You're in darkness of your sins. And these leaders, there is a price. This nation, you good fine Caucasians, you proud African Americans, you haughty and studious Mexicans, and you sterile Jews, you Judas, you got to stand before the judgment of Yahweh. And in sin, in the darkness of hell, you got to lift up your eyes and sin. For you have rejected the commandments. You have denied the name of the Father. I say to you, you go to that one that you honor as a leader and ask him to explain to you Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. You also ask him to read scripture upon scripture, Yokohana, John chapter 17. You ask that man, when the apostles ask him, teach us how to pray, and he began to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What is the name that is hallowed? Is it Lord? Is it God? What God does the Hindu call on? What God does the Muslim call on? They say Allah. That simply means God is great. Who is their God? The moon God? You serve the same one. Your mind is demented. Your spirit, you don't know Yahweh. You don't. You always said in Melakaya. He said, now I want to speak to you, leaders, priests. And I command you. He said, if you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. Now the command was to give glory unto his name, saith Yahweh of hosts. He said, I will even send a curse upon you. A curse upon you? He has sent a curse upon this nation. That's why your children are consumed with sin. They're promiscuity. They are boarding the babies away like dogs. They're taken by drugs and homosexuality. They don't know what is right or what is wrong. Those in New York, you can almost call it a pandemic. The way that the HIV, AIDS have spread it in that city, and 25% of the people do not even know that they're infected. Their drugs, their loose lifestyles, they are immoral and amorals. They have no morality at all. And the reason why these lying charlatans, they try to pacify the flesh, instead of telling that little Jezebel, you must stop your wickedness, you are in sin, and you dress like a person and not like a beast. Beasts are naked. I see it all the time. We have goats, sheep, cows, and they are naked. You can see the anatomy quite vividly. And so when one is naked, they are beastly. Yahweh clothed the man and the woman once they sinned. Shaitan said, the day that you eat of that tree, you will become a god, knowing the difference between good and evil. Now that is the constitution of a god. Yahweh created both. He wants us to choose life. He created life and death, and He tells us to choose life. Now those are those that He has called from the power of darkness. He said, you will not give glory unto my name, saith Yahweh of hosts. He said, I will even send a curse upon you. Yahweh said, I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already. Why have you done that, Yahweh? Because you do not lay it to heart. Something is wrong when these young ones, they can enter into what you call the, quote, church, with earbuds in their mouths, their tongues, their belly buttons, in their eyelids, cornrow hair, earrings everywhere. The young women are so incensed with their loss. Their clothes, their dresses are up to their buttocks. They wear these pants that are so tight that you can literally see the shape of their private parts. And yet these lying men that are charlatans will not reprove them. Yahweh say you are cursed. Yahweh intends for a woman to dress in a pure way, not seductive. Don't tell me, men, you lying preachers, that it's all right for a woman to wear slack like a man. Man wears slacks because they are garments of warfare in this nation. When he gets down into the mud holes, the trenches, that mud will not it will not get in his private parts. It is a warrior's garment. And a man goes forth every day, laboring and warring for his soul, because Yahweh is the head of Messiah, and Messiah is the head of every man, and man is the head of all man. And that is the truth. And so he is the protector. He wears the garment of battle, and not the woman. You can say it means a sword or his mesh. I'm telling you, in this nation, they are slacks. And a woman ought not to dress that way. I've seen the women dress with their head covered, and yet they have on slacks. What an abomination. A filthy thing before Yahweh. Yet you can see the curvature of their body, their private anatomy. This is a sick, cursed nation. And yet they raise hell because this perverted thing called Janet Jackson and this Timberlake bare themselves naked on television, and yet they had at that same stadium what they call a lingerie bowl. These wicked horse women quietly dressed in nothing, playing football. What an abomination before Yahweh. America, she's going to fall on her knees. She's going to fall like a drunken Jezebel, and she's going to pay for her sins. She has sown to the flesh, and of the flesh she is reaping corruption. When a man sows to the Spirit, he shall reap life everlasting. This nation is sowing to the flesh. They have their rappers and these perverted young African-Americans and these Caucasians steeped in sin. Wickedness, they're filthy. And yet these men that say that they are ordained, of God, and they are ordained of God, the God of this earth. It is not Yahweh. They have not come forth by the seed or the spirit of Yahweh. Because he said to the apostles, as even he said unto Shaul, for this purpose I raised thee up. You're going to suffer many things for my name's sake. They will not even mention the name of Yahweh, because they know that their little congregation and their organizations would throw them out. And they are afraid of the truth. And that is why they deny it. You always say you're cursed already because you will not lay this to heart. You will not do what I say. This is a lawless nation, my friends. It is one that is lawless. It has no fear of Yahweh. It has disdain for the laws of Yahweh. The young one, they despise the rule of their parents. And the reason why? Because the parents are drunken. They are full of the drunkenness of this life. They are so steeped in the cares of this life. They've allowed the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and other lusts to enter into their hearts. It has choked out any knowledge of the word of Yahweh, and they become very unfruitful. This is an unfruitful generation, just like those Pharisees. And that's all we have today. That's all these religious leaders are. They establish their own religious rites. They break away from one group and start their own religious rites. And as the Pharisees and the scribes, as they took counsel together to conspire against Yahweh, I want to read this in Yokohama, John chapter 7, a few verses here, beginning at verse 45 to verse 49. Scripture says, then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? Why have you not secured this one that calls himself the son of Yahweh, Yahshua? The officer answered, never man speak like this man. What he says, he speaks not as an orator, but he speaks by the power of one that we have never heard. The words that he speaks, they're profound. They cut down to the inward parts of our souls. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? You mean this man has deceived you? He has deceived you. This nation is bewitched. Our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. But when a man is bewitched, he cannot obey the truth. These perverts, they are bewitched. These men that call themselves leaders, they are bewitched. These men that call themselves shepherds, they are not shepherds. Have any other rulers or other Pharisees believed on him? They wanted to know, have any fallen from ranks? We have our laws. Of course, you can fall from the ranks of the apostolic, nor the Baptist. That's why you have the Episcopal. They are thinking things over, whether those that call themselves conservative and those that call themselves the very liberal, whether we will start our own little thing. You mean you must pray about that? When they have already ordained a pervert, a homosexual beast to lead you, I will not let a homosexual lead me. I will not let a woman instruct me. I will not allow a woman to usurp authority over me and teach me the profound things and the etiquette of Almighty Yahweh. No, I will not. It is not the will of the Father. This is of this Jezebel, this harlotry spirit that has been introduced by the mother of all harlots, this Jezebel, this Roman Catholicism. Oh yes, they're priests, many of them homosexuals and perverts, forbidding them to marry. That should not be so. Scripture says, a man that findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing, and he has favor of Yahweh. And this vile thing, this papacy that sits over here on the throne in Rome say that that ought not to be. They cannot marry. That is alive from the bowels of hell. Yahweh says it's a good thing. It says the bed is honorable. It said marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. And yet they give themselves over unto what a proper superlative to destroy them, pedophiles. Now how many people understand that? They are perverts. They are rapers of your sons and your daughters. And that vile thing said, I want you to be fair with these priests. They must suffer the wrath of judgment for their ill acts and their deeds because of their lust. Look what Scripture says in Yohanan, chapter 7, last verse, verse 49. He said, but this people who know not the law are cursed. America knows not the law of Yahweh. The Baptists don't know it. The Methodists, the Apostolic, the Catholics. Those that know not the law of Yahweh, they are cursed. And this is a cursed nation. The people are cursed. They're giving themselves over unto every vile spirit because Yahweh has ordained it. Look what Scripture says in Romans chapter 1. I want to read a few verses here. Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 19. Do you hear this, my friends? Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 19. Scripture said, because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifested in them. For Yahweh has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even His eternal power and His anointing, so that we are without any kind of excuse. Romans 1 verse 21. He said, because when a people understood and they knew the power of Yahweh, as He said unto the priests in Melchizedek chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2. Melchizedek chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. You will not give glory unto my name. He said, you are cursed. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew Yahweh, they glorified Him not as Yahweh. Neither were they thankful, but they became very vain in their imagination. As Scripture says, their foolish heart was darkened. When a man becomes vain, he is an empty, foolish man. And He said, their foolish heart. Hearts without understanding. They are stupid. That's a stupid man that thinks he's a woman. That's a stupid woman that thinks she's a man. She is a deceived devil. Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You tell me, you always say these things are coming to pass? He said, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible Yahweh into an image made like to corruptible man. And that's what they have done. They have made their gods. And you can make gods because Scripture says that Israel, they made their gods. They made the calf, the golden calf. They served the gods of the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Canaanites. They were gods. And so they made the image of Yahweh like a corruptible man, and two birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping thing. Wherefore, Yahweh, listen to this, Yahweh also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own heart. He gave them up unto impurities of lust, and lasciviousness, and concupiscence. He gave them up to that uncleanliness. He has given America up to an uncleanliness. She is a filthy nation. She loves all kinds of filthiness. She will spend all day watching a football game or basketball game. You feed your children at vile trash on television. These seductive satanic powers of the cartoons and these religious perverts on there in their shiny $1,000 suits and their former gala. And you actually think that it is of Yahweh. Wherefore Yahweh gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own heart. These faggots, it's their own wicked heart. These perverts today, it is their own wicked heart. Their own wicked hearts. Yahweh gave them up to that lust. To do what? To dishonor their bodies, their own bodies, between themselves. Do you understand what dishonor is? To entreat your body shamefully. For a man to desire another man in him, that's a shameful thing. You treat the word of Yahweh with contempt. That's a shameful thing. And they change the truth now. This is this corrupt generation. Romans 1, verse 25. They have changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie. Yahweh says that His commandments is truth. It is the truth. Not just truth, but it is the truth. And they have changed the commandments of Yahweh. Well, you don't have to do that. That's not necessary. Those laws are not relevant for us today. Or that was for the Yehudas. What a stupid mindset. They will say that the Shabbat was for the Yehudas. Well, then thou shalt not commit murder, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not covet. That was meant for them too. What a stupid mindset. They have changed the law of Yahweh. These men say they know the power of Yahweh, and they keep their pagan Sunday, first day of the week worship. There's a lie from hell. You come to the knowledge of that truth. Why do you think Yahweh would have you even listen to this preacher tonight? To let you know how far you've fallen. To let you know where you're going to have to come up. You can't be a part of this corrupt system. They have changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie. And it deceives the minds of people. It is an intentional falsehood. And the reason they do that, it is to corrupt the senses of man, whereby his senses are perverted. They are deceitful. He cannot perceive. He has no idea of actually what the truth is. And they began to worship and serve the creature more than the one that created them, who is blessed forever. Hallelujah. Not amen. That is a Greek god. And that is his name, amen. Yahweh says, Romans chapter 1 verse 26, for this cause, Yahweh gave them up to vile affection, shameful, reproachful, disgraceful. That's a disgraceful thing. For two men to call themselves embrace, calling themselves lovers. So Yahweh gave them up to vile affection. For even their women, Romans chapter 1, verse 26. For even their women did change the natural use in that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. It is a natural thing for man to gravitate to a woman. Burning in their lust, in their own lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, which is shameful. It shows one's nakedness. These are unseemly, unrighteous, un-Yahweh deeds. And they receive in themselves that recompense of the error which was met. The thing that deceived them, the delusion. And men are in delusion when they think that they are women. A woman is in delusion when she thinks that she is a man. It is a corrupt thing. It has all come through this religious spirit today. It is a spiritual adulterous activity. And so what they have done spiritually, they have left the use of the spiritual use of Yahweh, And they have gone toward these natural things, and they have changed the law, the spiritual law of Yahweh, that was written in the innermost parts of our hearts, and in our hearts, they have changed the spiritual laws of Yahweh unto natural laws. What is right, what is wrong, by their own precepts, by their own ideas, and they say it's right or wrong. It is not so, my friend. Just like Yahweh did with Shohar. He gave Israel a king because they did not want him to be their king. And yet he brought them into reproach unto Yahweh that they sin. And the commandment he gave unto him, he rejected what the Father said to him. Shaul said, and even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind, a mind that is rejected. A mind that is not approved of Yahweh, it is unfit, it is not a sincere mind, it is a corrupt, evil, vile mind. Why he gave them, this is what Scripture says. It says Yahweh gave them over. It did not say they chose that. Yahweh gave them over unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Those things that are not fitting. Those things that are not proper to do. You can tell me that it's proper for a man to have another man. That's wickedness. You can't tell me that Yahweh intended, and all of these folks will say they have the, quote, the Holy Ghost, and they do have the Holy Spirit, and they have nothing. They're being filled. Romans chapter 1, verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, they're unjust, they're full of iniquity, they're filled with fornication and illicit sexual desire. The young ones are overtaken with that spirit. They're boarding the babies away. They're feeding their babies to Moloch and Molcham, to the god of fire. They're feeding their souls into darkness. He gave them over that they may be filled with all wickedness, all depravity of mind. Their mind, their purpose is evil. Their desire is evil. Over unto covetousness. Isn't this a greedy nation? When you go to these whorehouses, do they not try to give you that insatisfiable desire? It can't be satisfied. Make you covetous. They tell you God wants you to be rich, and they're not lying, because the God of this earth, he offered Messiah the world and all the things of it if he fell down and worship him. Messiah retorted, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. They're full of maliciousness, just this naughty wickedness. This desire to injure, to do harm unto each other. They're full of envy, they're murderer, they slander, they destroy, they're full of debate. Aren't they full of debate? They're full of contention, strife. They love to wrangle. Your children, are they not full of debate? Deceit, full of subtlety like Satan, the most subtle creature in the garden. This is what Yahweh has done. They're full of malignity. Ah, their character is depraved, their heart. They have nothing that is desirable of anyone. He said they are whispers. They love to talk. They speak their secret lies. That's this generation. Backbiters. It did not say they're haters of God, but they're haters of Yahweh. Men hate that name. They despise it. They don't want to hear that name. But they don't mind the name God, the name Lord. They are despiteful. Yahweh gave them up to despitefulness. They're so full of pride. They're lifted up with pride. They're proud people today. They think that they're better. All these African Americans think that they're better. These Caucasians, you can't tell them that they are not the best. Or the Mexicans, in their pride, they don't want to be known of as Mexicans. What a sin. What a wickedness. They're boastful today. They're boastful. They are empty. They pretend they have and have nothing. They're inventor of evil things. That's what these perverts do today. These homosexuals. Every kind of vile type of sexual thing there is, they do it. Disobedient to parents without understanding. These people today, they're covenant breakers. These perverts can't stay married. That's why even men and women don't stay married today. 5, 6 years, 20 years, and they dissolve it. Yahweh never intended for that to be. He never intended. There's no such thing before Yahweh is a divorce. It is the act that Yahweh, He suffered that because of the sinfulness of man without natural affection. And implacable people, they're hostile. They're not committed, they're not true, and they are unmerciful, merciless. That's this generation. Listen to this, Romans chapter 1, verse 32. Who knowing the judgment of Yahweh, they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them to do them. You take pleasure in that, you are a deceived one. Your mind is corrupt, your heart is filled with darkness. And in the midst of hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. Oh, I know they say that's shalom. It's no such thing. We will find out. We will find out. You will find out, my friend, whether it is so. Yahweh says, as Jeremiah proclaimed profoundly, and I say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, the father of Israel, cursed be the man that obey not the word of this covenant. When a man does not obey the covenant of Yahweh, he's a cursed man. Faggot says he's a woman, he's a cursed man. You say you love Yahweh, and you give it over to the things that the world love, that which is highly esteemed in the world is abomination unto Yahweh. Which I commanded your fathers in that day, that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, and obey my voice, and do what I tell you according to all which I command you, and so shall ye be my people, and I shall be your mighty deliverer, your father, I shall be Yahweh. I say to you, my friend, Yahweh speaks this, curse me every man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart depart from Yahweh. When you depart from the laws of Yahweh because man has made laws, you are cursed. You can't do that. You trust in the arm of flesh, and that cannot be. You must trust in Yahweh. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, and I am Pastor Roberts. Listen, my friends, I do want to hear from you tonight. You that are listening tonight, you've never called. I want you to call. Pick up your telephone now. Call me right now. You can. Area code 843-658-6222. Call me and let me know if this broadcast is a blessing to you, how it inspires your heart, or is it is of the truth, or this is the own inspiration of a man. I want to hear from you tonight. I want you to call me wherever you are. Whether you're pro or oppose what I say, call me. Let me know how the broadcast is coming in. Area code 843-658-6222. Again, that telephone number, area code 843-658-6222. You that will call me, you'll inspire your heart to do that. Do it, my friend. Pick that telephone up and call me. Understand the Father's name. His name is not Lord. It is not God. Messiah commanded the apostles. He said, you go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. And actually should be said in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son, and through the instruction of the Holy Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. And that is the truth. The name Jesus is not a proper name for baptism, to be submerged in water. These men, they will not study the scriptures. They're being led by this Catholic horse spirit. That's it. They're so wicked, they will not even study. They're so wicked, they will not even look things up in the dictionary because it will oppose their lies and their lying doctrines. Write me, my friends, write me. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts. 717-717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road. Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N. South Carolina, 29718. USA. Send a generous gift and an offering for the broadcast. Send a generous gift to support this broadcast, that this preaching may go throughout the United States of America and other parts of the world, other nations. And you always bless us to do that. Call me, my friends. Pick up the telephone now. Area code 843-658-6222. Call tonight. Leave your name, address, with a zip code. You that will write me, send me a gift, an offering. We're not a beggar. We don't beg, but it behooves you to send a gift to the man of your way, to bless the neighbor, that you believe that Yahweh is blessing. And if he caused your ears to be attracted to this, you know that there's something of truth here. You write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. I say to my friend there in Forreston, Illinois, Brother Dean, Pastor Roberts, bless you in Yorkshire's mighty name. Keep pressing, my brother. I pray that Yahweh bless you mightily. He give you strength in this hour. We do want to hear from you, our friends and listeners. There are many things that Yahweh is doing in this community. It's a community of saints. Yahweh, yes. I will share with you as time permits me, but you need to hear the word of faith and allow Yahweh to bless you. We bless you all tonight. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May his peace rest upon you in a mighty way. Until you hear from us again, we say shalom. In the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, we bless you. May Yahweh keep you. Yahshua's name. Shalom.